Good morning and welcome to Life Changing Media. I'm Apostle Joe Ogbodo. I'll be sharing with us from James chapter 4 and verse number 7. James 4 and verse number 7. It says, "Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." I'm sharing with us this morning on what I title, Benefits of Submitting to God. Benefits of submitting to God. The Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I'm here this morning to just ask you one question. Are you submitting to God? Or have you submit your life to God? Have you given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? It says, submit yourself to God. Then resist the devil and he will flee from you. Brother, if you have submit yourself to God, if you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have the power to resist the devil. You have the authority to resist the devil. But the question is, are you submitting to God? Have you really given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? If you have submitting to God, then why is it that the power in your father's house is still tormenting you? If you say you are submitting to God, why is it that the powers around you, the forces of darkness around you, are still tormenting you? Why are you still living in bondage? Why are you still living under the influence of the enemy? Because it is not possible if you submit to God. It is not possible for the enemy to still keep you in bondage. It is not possible for you to still be a captive of the enemy when you submit to God, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior. When you submit to God, when you submit your life to God, then the Bible says, greater will be in you than he that is in the world. When you submit your life to God, you have the power to resist the devil. It says, submit yourself therefore to God, then resist the devil. That is the benefit of children of God. That is the benefit of those who are submitting to God. That is the benefit of those who have given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have power. They have authority to resist the devil. They have the power and authority to bind the powers in their father's house. Child of God, the reason why you are still being tormented by the powers of your father's house, the reason why you are still being tormented by witchcraft power, by occultic power, is because you have not submitted yourself totally to the Lord Jesus Christ. I call you this morning to submit yourself to God, to submit all to God, to submit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when Goliath came to David, David said, "You came to me, you with bows and arrow." He said, "But I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Brother, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is a strong tower. The people of God run into it and they are saved. There is no other name that you can use to resist the devil. There is no other name that you can use to defeat the powers in your father's house. It is only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you can use to resist the devil, that you can use to resist the powers in your father's house and the powers in your mother's house. But all you need to do is to submit yourself to God. All you need to do is to surrender all to God. I'm not talking about half submission. I'm not talking about partial submission. I'm talking about full submission to God. You must be able to submit everything about your life to God and let God be in charge of your life. Let God release His power inside of you. Let God release His power inside of you so that you begin to walk and act as sons of the kingdom. Brother, you need to submit your life to God. The powers in your father's house have tormented you for too long. You have been living in that bondage for too long. You have been living under the influence of the enemy for too long. It is time for you to submit to God. It is time for you to be the sons of the kingdom of God, to be partaker of this power in the kingdom of God. It says those who submit themselves to God, they have the power to resist the devil. They have the authority to resist the devil. The reason why you cannot resist the devil is because you have not submitted to him. The reason why you cannot speak and challenge the power in your father's house. The reason why you cannot challenge that small native daughter. The reason why you cannot comfort that witch. The reason why you cannot comfort the power that is troubling you. The power that is troubling your business. The reason why you cannot comfort such power is because you have not submitted all to God. But brother, I challenge you this morning, as you submit all to God, as you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, power will come upon you. Authority will come upon you. The Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you begin to resist the devil, and the devil will be at your command. The devil will be at your command. Why? Because you'll be operating in the name that is above every other name, the name that has been given to us, the name Jesus Christ. The Bible says, as the mission of the name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and King. Brother, submit yourself to God this morning. I call you to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Wherever you are this morning, as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you submit to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, the powers in your father's house will obey you. The forces around you will obey you. Nations will obey you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every power that is surrounding you, that is oppressing you, I resist them out of your life this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name.